KUTX 98.9. This is Jody Denberg live in Studio 1A. Our guest today is Austin's Jeremy Nail. His third album, Live Oak, comes out on Friday. And in fact, he has a show Friday night at the Cactus Cafe with the band that accompanies him right now. Ellie Harkrider will be doing harmony vocals, Jeremy Menken on electric guitar, Greg White on bass and harmony vocals, and Ivan Trevino on drums. We're going to do a song, and then we're going to talk with Jeremy Nail. And I think I've nailed how to pronounce this song. It's called Abiquiu. On KUTX, please welcome Jeremy Nail.
Past the city limit sign, where the mountains come in view. Once you get through Abiquiu, desert flowers bloom, and the mission still stands among the ruins, and with her weathered hands, the spirit meets the sand in Abiquiu. Thank you.
That was Jeremy Nail and his band, and that was a song called Abiquiu from Jeremy's brand new album, Live Oak, which comes out Friday, and which this band and Jeremy will celebrate with a show at the Cactus Cafe. The word that kept coming to my mind was transcendent. Thank you, Jeremy.
Thank you so much.
That was amazing. Abiquiu is a place in New Mexico?
It's north of Santa Fe, and it's where Georgia O'Keeffe lived and created for a really long time. And it's a beautiful place. It's sort of otherworldly. I was there last summer just kind of driving around, and just the experience of driving through the town and then driving outside of town and where the landscape really opens up and you feel like you're on another planet. And there's like these red cliffs and these huge lakes and you're like in this painting, you know, and it's, you can see what she saw every day. And
wow, now I want to go there.
It's pretty cool.
But you took us there, so thanks for the trip. But you're a Texan, what, seventh generation Texan?
Something like that, yeah.
Albany, Texas?
Albany, Texas, yes, sir.
I'm from New York, so I know Albany, New York. Where's Albany, Texas?
It's northeast of Abilene, about 30 minutes. So it's about 3.5 hours north of here.
A lot of your music on this third album and on the prior two deals with nature and natural things. In fact, yes. The title of the last two records, this album is Live Oak, the last album, My Mountain.
Yes, sir.
Did you grow up just contemplating wide open spaces, or does this infiltrate your writing through another way?
Well, you know, most of it is growing up in those big, you know, I'm from West Texas and born and raised there, and it really comes from being in that place and just having a lot of space around you and just observing and just kind of feeling everything in the moment.
I like the way you filter it, though, and the way you bring it to your music. Although, on Live Oak, it's different than on the last record, My Mountain, production-wise, lyrically. The last record, you worked with Alejandro Escovedo as your producer. You had just come through a really intense health situation. This record, you're on the other side of it. You worked with Pat Mansky, the drummer on the album. How did you approach Live Oak differently than approaching My Mountain?
Well, it felt natural to go back and work with Pat at the Zone out in Dripping Springs because we did the last bit of My Mountain out there and it just felt so good and there's such a good vibe and Pat and I work really well together and we just sort of kept things really open and we wanted to layer it more and do more texturing and still make it be about the song and the vocals and have it, you know, kind of pulled back, but, you know, just a little more spacey, I guess. And everyone who played on it just did a tremendous job.
And when I listened to My Mountain, knowing that you had gone through, you know, a cancer situation, I felt like My Mountain was the thing you had to climb and get over. Mm-hmm. And in a sense, you did. And then this album, Live Oak, I had read that it refers to treaty oak, which is the 600-year-old tree, which is pretty close to where I live, which someone tried to poison about almost 30 years ago, and which survived. So treaty oak spurred that song in the album title?
It did. I definitely made the connection to that tree, and going to see it, and seeing the way that it's just so beautiful, and it's thriving, you know? And for how much, you know, for that tragic event and for it to just still be there, it's just really inspiring.
Well, it's a great metaphor for what you've been through, and now you're thriving, and away we go. Friday, the album comes out. What happens after that? I'm always curious when a musician has spent months in the studio crafting a record, and then it happens. It comes out Friday. You've got the local record release party at the Cactus. Then what's the rest of your summer and fall like?
Well, we've got a few things around Austin in September, and then we're working on getting up to the Northeast in the fall and in the Southeast after that, and then hopefully out to the West Coast after the first of next year.
Well, I wish you safe and fun travels and a great show Friday night at the Cactus. We're talking with Jeremy Nail. Live Oak is the new album, and we have the title track, right?
Yes, sir.
Live on KUTX, Jeremy Nail.
Okay. Thank you.
pride was deep. I was torn from limb to limb. Sadness on a thousand faces as a gate swung open. Thorns grew through the walls, broken shovels in the yard. Sirens ring, circling this place once called home. Strong as a live oak.
Jeremy Nail and his band, thank you all very much.
Thanks for having us.
Live Oak, the song and the album. It's the third album from Jeremy Nail. It's released Friday, and what do you know? They'll be at the Cactus Cafe Friday night. Looking forward to it. Join us there, cactuscafe.org, for more. This is Jody Denberg. Want to thank our engineer, Jake Perlman, assisted by Cliff Hargrove today, and our Studio One producer today, Rick McNulty. Jeremy, y'all can stick around and do one more song.
Yes.
And we'll post all three at KUTX.org.
still.